Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God. And I trust the program will be a blessing and be a help to you today out there listening. We appreciate you so much taking time to be with us on the broadcast. And you remember today is the Lord's Day. I'll be in the house of God this morning and worshiping the God that redeemed you. And if you're not a Christian today, certainly you need to be there hearing the Word of God, because the Bible simply said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so we appreciate you this morning. Thank you for just taking time out to be with us today on the broadcast. And we want to invite you to church this morning. Our service is at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon on Mountain View Road. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. We'd love to have you be in the services with us on today. Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, and then 5 o'clock for the evening service on Sunday, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So you come throughout the week, and God will bless you. I believe you as you come that way to be in the services there. We appreciate those that are listening that are sick and suffering. We trust the Lord will help you today as you look to Him for strength and grace in the time of your need this morning. And remember, I want to remember those especially, too, that's lost loved ones. I trust that there'll be a good day for you today as you look to the Lord for that strength that only God can give you. He did make a promise, I'll go with you all the way even to the end of the world. And He's always there with us, for us, when we need Him this morning. So it's a joy to be back on the broadcast again. Hope you had a great Christmas day, commemorating the birth of our Savior. What a wonderful day it was. I thought back on Christmas, my, what it must have been like that day for Joseph and Mary as they looked and contemplated what God was doing in their life, looking and feasting their eyes upon the Son of God. And oh, what a day that was. Amen. God setting in motion redemption for mankind, fulfilling the prophecies of the Scriptures that talked about taking the sins away, with the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus was going to make. I praise God for that this morning. Thank God for Christmas. Hope you had a good one and didn't forget to worship the Lord on His day. Amen. All right, we're going to pray and pray for your needs this morning, that God would help you as you look to Him. Turn your heart toward heaven this morning. Heavenly Father, as we bow in your presence, Lord, just want to thank you for redeeming grace, for mercy. You reached down and, Lord, extended your hand of mercy to us. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer of repentance and our putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for redemption. I pray, God, today you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Many folks need your help today. Many hearts are being turned toward you this morning for divine direction, for divine intervention, for strength and for grace in their time of need today. Hearts are broken, hearts that need some help, bereaved, and those that are sick and suffering with all kind of needs today in Radio Land. I pray, God, that you'd intervene in their behalf today. Day. Give strength and give grace for those, Lord, that you promise grace to. Now bless the broadcast, God. May it be a blessing. Help us in the Word of God this morning. Let us be a blessing to those that listen and a means of help to them. And we'll give you the honor and praise and the glory for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning and hope it will be a real blessing to you today. As we have some songs from camp meeting down in South Carolina where we was at, hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning.
In this age of uncertainty, questions come to my mind. What is waiting ahead for me and the rest of mankind? Fear not tomorrow. God is already there. He's charting the course you take. He sees each hidden snare.
to come is your future unsure? Are you dreading the coming dawn, a long day to endure? Fear not tomorrow, God is already there. He's charting the course you take. He sees each hidden snare. He's waiting to guide you through each burden and care. Fear not tomorrow, God is already there. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Oh, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know, oh, I know, yes, I know.
Amen. He's always there when you get there. The Lord's always present. Aren't you glad of that today? Hope it was a blessing to you this morning. All right, going to have one more this morning before we open the Word of God. You listen, I believe they're going to sing On the Winning Side. I like this old song. I'm glad we've got something that we can know. We're on the winning side. Amen.
In mind of them. The song says, I'm on the winning side.
Show me up.
Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you are this morning? All right, let's turn the Bibles this morning to the book of Luke, chapter 2. I know we preached for several weeks on getting ready for Christmas last week on Christmas time when the Lord was born into this world. And I want to just try to preach for a few minutes this morning on what happened after Christmas, when things was over, when the birth had taken place, when everybody had went home, shepherds went back to their sheep, and all these things took place in that land. And that was a great day. And so now we're going to find in Luke chapter 2, well, let me just read this, not in line with the message, but I want to get this in today, where the Bible's talking about Anna. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. And then verse 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Here we find the silent years about the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we find sandwiched in between the birth of the Lord Jesus and, of course, the 12 years of age, and then nothing much else, of course, till later on when he's revealed. There are some silent years here that we don't hear anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. Does it mean he wasn't doing something? Because the Bible said here, he talked about as they did that according to the law of the Lord, and returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And so he came out of Nazareth. And so the Bible said, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now we find a description of the child Jesus. Amen. Now, doesn't say a whole lot about it, but there's a whole lot said in this verse today. He grew. He began to grow. Of course, he began to grow up. In every phase of life, he grew. He went through every phase that we go through with. He was a baby. He was a toddler. He came on up adolescent. He came on up as a teenager and as a young man and a young adult. He just kept on growing. And the Bible said, and he grew. And so in that phase there, there's a lot of things that happened to the Lord Jesus. Now, the Bible said he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And you say, why in the world did he have to live like that, waiting to the cross? Well, for you and me, the Bible said, in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He's able to help us in all of our temptation, no matter what phase that you're going through with as a young child coming up. up. God is right there. He knows exactly what you're going through with as a young teenager. He knows exactly what you're going through with as a young adult. In all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He never did sin in any phase of his life. Now, Peter said it well when Peter said that they did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He did not participate in the filthy jokes and the things that was going around and the backside of town. He wasn't doing that. He was sinless. He was spotless. He was perfect. He was the Lamb of God that was going to die on the cross of Calvary. And so we find here that he talked about his growth, and he waxed strong in spirit. He was an unusual child, an unusual young man. As he was growing up, he was strong in spirit. There was no way you could sway him with anything that you wanted to do. If it wasn't right, he just wasn't going to go along with it. Amen. He was strong in spirit. I mean, he wasn't a wimp. He wasn't a sissy. He was a young man, and he was strong in spirit. And there was something within him that nobody else had in those days. And he was, the Bible said, he was filled with wisdom, all the wisdom that Jesus had as a young child. What wisdom that he had. And he showed that, of course, here at 12 years of age. But even before that, he was filled with wisdom. Yes, sir, God was letting him develop as a young man, filled with wisdom, that he might know what we're going through with and what we're faced with. And the Bible said here, the tremendous verse was, and the grace of God was upon him. The grace of God was upon him. I don't think you could have the grace of God without the Spirit of God, because, listen, the Holy Ghost was upon him. The grace of God was upon him. He was strong in spirit and filled with wisdom. So here we find those silent years, the development in the sight of the people around him, showing them what kind of a person that they need to be. His buddies that he had growing up there as a young child, and those that he played with, and those that he ran around with, they were noticing exactly what he was like. And I'm sure there was a whole lot of people running with him, because it didn't take very long if you wasn't doing what they were doing, they would shed you. They would leave you behind. They would not come around you. So Jesus knew what it was to go through the shunning and to go through the loneliness of not going, people not going along, him not going along with them. He knew what you're going through with when you face things and your temptations of life, and when they won't buddy with you, when they won't fellowship with you. He knows exactly what it's like, because he went through that thing also. He knows. He knows. And so don't be ashamed, and don't fear if no one won't buddy up with you, because you live right and because you love the Lord, because he knows exactly what you're going through with. Just tell it to him. Amen. Just tell it to him. We got a great high priest. He knows exactly everything that we're going through with. So here we find that he was, and the grace of God was upon him. Well, the Bible did say that grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was full of grace. Amen. All the grace of God was upon him. What an unusual young man that was there. They found that out here when his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. He'd been going there for 12 years. They'd been carrying him down there for the feast. And the Bible said in verse 42, when he was 12 years of age, when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And so listen, the Bible said, when they'd fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. He left their company, and they thought he was with their kinfolk and with their acquaintances and their friends, and they was going down the road for a day's journey. And when that that they stopped to camp that night. He couldn't find the Lord Jesus. They couldn't find him. Jesus wasn't around. He wasn't there. They questioned the acquaintances. They went to the different campsites looking for him, and nobody could. I know there was a turmoil and trying to find the Savior there. Everybody was looking for him, but he just was not there. What was he doing? Well, he was back in Jerusalem. Amen. It was a precious place to him, and his development here was very real in his heart and soul. It's very real. And so he gravitated to those that were sitting around discussing the Bible and the things of the Lord. And he gravitated to them and began to listen to them and ask them questions, and they ask him questions. And pretty soon the wisdom of God came out in him, and they noticed some things about him. But listen, they were looking for him. The Bible said they supposed that he'd been in the company. And when they found him not, they returned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. Now, the Bible said it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple. There's a whole lot of people there. There's a whole lot. They couldn't find him for 3 days. You say, what did he do? He was just simply doing the will of his Father. Amen. And there was something for him to do. And his Father's business was pulling on him, and he began to do that business. And the Bible said he was sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And there he was. I mean, he was confounded them, and they were amazed, they were astonished at his understanding and answers. They asked him things, and he told them just exactly like it was. You say, what did he ask them? I don't know. What did he ask him? I don't know. But he answered them with wisdom and grace, and they began to realize this was not a common child among them, but somebody very special. His name was Jesus. Well, and when they saw him, the Bible said they were amazed. And his mother said to him, oh, listen, said son, why have thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Well, we've been beside ourselves. We've been here for 3 days searching for you, and we couldn't find you. Where in the world you been? And he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my father's business? Amen. He wasn't talking about having that carpenter business. He was talking about my friend, his heavenly Father's business, the business of preparing to go to the Calvary's cross, and preparing himself to make the ultimate sacrifice for those that needed a Savior. And the Bible said they understood not the sayings which he spake unto them, and he went down with them and was subject unto them. Did that just like the Savior? And that tells the young folks today what you're supposed to do. Be subject to your parents, amen. And so there's a lot of things that had been taking place in those 12 years between the time when the angel spake to Joseph and the angel spoke to Mary, and that they were living for 12 years there with him as one of their sons, and so they had been listening to him and saw how good they. But there's a lot of things that went in the background of their minds. But Jesus began to remind them of some things. He came to this world as the angel told them that he was going to do, to redeem his people from their sins. And that's what he came to do. That was the business of the Father. And that's his business today, is to redeem sinners from sin. Amen. If you're lost out there this morning, and that's God's business, and that's Jesus' business, to get you out of sin, to redeem you by his wonderful grace. And that's what he died for. And that's what he paid the sin debt for, so you could be saved by the grace of God. And so the Bible said, and so he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Boy, there's a lot of things to meditate on in Mary's life. What an unusual son she had to take care of. What an unusual young man that she had now approaching adolescence. What an unusual young person. He wasn't back there running with the rowdies or telling the dirty jokes.
folks are carrying on. I'm doing some mischief while he was away from his parents. He was doing his father's business. He was preparing the hearts of those in that town that day for a Savior. Amen. And so the Bible said, and listen, in the last verse of that tells us about, there's some more about the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. There's three things here. He increased in wisdom. Amen. His wisdom increased every day. And not was that God just rolling and showing a little more of his wisdom every day, increasing the revelation of his wisdom every day, just letting them know things about his wisdom. And then he said, and stature, he began to grow. He was a growing young man, and he was a young man filled with wisdom, and beginning 12 years of age there, especially as the Lord tell. I don't know what happened before then. It's silent years. We just don't know. But one day we will know more about the Savior. And then not only did he increase in stature, he was beginning to grow, but in favor with God. Amen. In favor with God. Oh, listen. He wasn't out of touch with his God. He wasn't out of touch with his Heavenly Father. There was a night times when he'd go to bed and when he would browse around during the day, and there was times that no doubt he would slip away and then pray to his Heavenly Father, and my faith, and listen, and in favor with God and man. He was just pleasing God everywhere that he turned. And then only that, but he said, and with man. Man began to take notice of this young man, and they began to realize who that he was, what he was doing, and he was such an unusual young man. They didn't understand what was taking place, but he increased at my friend in favor with them. And they didn't care for him coming around. They looked forward to his fellowship, his questions and his answers. They looked forward to him being around and that they in their lives and their fellowship with him and their children. There was nobody that didn't want him around their children, because he was a good young man, increasing every day in favor with God and man. And he was getting ready, and my friend, to go to the cross. Well, my friend, our time is gone this morning. Look to Jesus. He'll save you. If you're not a Christian, he'll save you this morning. God bless you until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.